Guilt imputation. Being pressured to receive guilt from outside. When Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, their conscience came alive and they knew guilt. Their guilt was deserved because they had willingly and actively broken God's law. Whenever we do something wrong, our conscience lets us know about it unless we have seared it or confused it by rejecting the law of God or been wrongly taught. Guilt imputation based on the Ten Commandments is a result of legalism. Under the New Covenant, there is no condemnation in Christ Jesus. This means there's no guilt imputation from God. Christ has absorbed and paid for all sin. However, the law of God has been written in our hearts so that we know when we have done wrong. We experience guilt imputation from our own heart. The treatment for guilt imputation from our hearts is to disavow future actions which create the guilt, and if the wrong involves another person, we do what we can to make amends. If our heart does not condemn us, enforce guilt imputation, we're able to have confidence toward God. Let's assume you are a Christian and understand the New Covenant implications regarding guilt, but someone wants to impute guilt to you unfairly, i.e., you've not done anything wrong. Do you receive the guilt? If so, you come under bondage to the person who imputed guilt to you. This is precisely how racism is being used today. People who have never held slaves, never injured a black person, never tried to stop a black person from succeeding, are victims of guilt imputation as racists. Any person who receives guilt for something they have not done is simply being foolish. They are allowing themselves to come under bondage to the accuser. Any person who has injured a black in any way because of their race may justifiably be called a racist. However, the fact that they are white does not imply that guilt imputation to all whites is justified. Situations where real racism has resulted in unfair treatment of blacks should be dealt with in the justice system, not through demonstrations against all white people. Such demonstrations undermine the cause of the injured. So, do not receive guilt imputation if your heart does not condemn you. Recognize it for what it is, an attempt by the enemy to put you in bondage.